So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey, which teaches the following halacha. Vashlaka is asurin. Food cooked by a non-Jew, otherwise known as Bishul Akum, is forbidden to be eaten. The Gemara initially assumed that there is a Torah source for the Isser Bishul Akum, but the Gemara concludes, Midrabanan b'kras machta ba'alma. The Rabban initiated the Isser Bishul Akum. And there is a machlekes Rashi b'Tesis as for the reason the Rabban initiated the Isser Bishul Akum. Rashi says, Shalei hei Yisrael rogel es lebet maichel ube mishnah, v'yechlenu dabar tamei. They were concerned that if a Jew would eat regularly from a non-Jew's food that is kosher, the non-Jew might feed him non-kosher food as well. While Tesis holds the Rabban initiated this Isser Mishum Chasnas to prevent Jews from becoming friendly with them, which could lead to a Jewish man marrying a non-Jewish woman. The Gemara now elaborates on the following categories of Bishul Akum. Min Meichel, the type of foods that were forbidden. Kavanu Levashel, the non-Jew must have intention to cook the food. Bishul Yisrael, if both a Jew and non-Jew cooked one food, in certain cases the food is permitted. Min Meichel, the type of foods that were forbidden. The Gemara mentions two versions in the statement of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Omar Rav. Besurim Asnu, kol anechel kamei shuchai, ein b'mishum bishulei akum. The Isser Bishul Akum applies only to food that cannot be eaten raw, and the Bishul caused the food to become edible. However, the Isser does not apply to food that can be eaten raw without Bishul. B'pumbedisim Asnu, kol she'en anechel ashulcha malachim l'lafes b'yisapas, ein b'mishum bishulei akum. The Isser Bishul Akum applies only to food that is served at luxurious meals. However, the Isser does not apply to food that is not served at luxurious meals. And the Gemara explains, Ikka benayu, dagim ketanim va'ardi b'daisa. The distinction lies regarding extremely small fish, mushrooms, and cooked cereal. Ein echal chayin, these foods cannot be eaten raw. And ve'ein oilin al shulcha malachim, these foods are not served at luxurious meals. Therefore, according to the first version, asur mishum bishulei akum, while according to the second version, mutar mishum bishulei akum. Vasya Marav says, Dalkim Kitana Maluchim ein behem mishum bishuli abdi kechavim. If a non-Jew cooked a small fish that a Jew pre-salted, all agree that the fish is permitted even though it is oila shulcha malachim, because nechalin kamei shehein machmas milcham. A small fish becomes edible through salting even without bishul. However, v'yavdinu akum kasa deharsna asr. If he added flour into the salted fish and cooked them together, this dish is forbidden because kimcha ikr, the main ingredient, is the flour which is not edible without bishul. And later in the daf, the Gemara mentions a machlekes regarding dag maliach. If a non-Jew salted raw fish and his salting caused the fish to become edible, but there was no bishul. Chizkir shari, the fish is permitted because delav hu bishul, salting was not included in the Isser bishul akum. But Rabbi Yechanan Asr, the fish is forbidden because the zehu bishulei, salting was included in the Isser bishul akum. And as Tesis explains, they would both agree in our case of dagim ketanim maluchim, ein behem mishum bishulei abdi kechavim, because hasa mayr b'molcho akum. In their case, the Akum salted it and made it edible. Therefore, Bichon holds the food is forbidden. While Hacha Mayer B'molcho Yisrael, in our case, the Yisrael salted and made it edible, and the Akum's cooking merely enhanced the food. Therefore, all agree that the food is permitted. The Gemara says regarding Hane Ahini Shliki Darmoy, if an Akum cooked figs, it depends. Chulyi Vadi Shar, sweet figs are certainly permitted because they're edible without Bishul. Meriri Vadi Asiri, bitter figs are certainly forbidden because they're not edible without Bishul. Mitzi oi levi aser, the figs were semi-sweet, Levi ruled that they are forbidden because they are hardly edible without bishul. Kavana levashel, the non-Jew must have intention to cook the food. As Rabbi Rabbanu Amar B'Yechanan says, Hai akum decharech reisha, shari lemechel mineh afila mereish unei. If a non-Jew singed the head of an animal to remove its ear, a Jew is permitted to eat even the soft part of the ear because loy levashel neskaven. The non-Jew had no intention to cook the head. And Ravina says, Hayakum deshod de sikhsa la atuna, v'kavah by Yisrael, kara meyikara, shaper dummy. If a non-Jew heated an oven to soften a nail, and the Jew had buried a pumpkin inside, the Jew was permitted to eat the pumpkin because lo levash neskav, the non-Jew had no intention to cook any food. Bishul Yisrael, if both a Jew and non-Jew cooked one food, in certain cases the food is permitted. Kol shu kamaychel ben drusoy, ein b'mishum bishul yakum. If a Jew first cooked the food until it was one-third cooked, and a non-Jew then cooked the food until it was fully cooked, the food is permitted because the Yisrael's bishul made the food edible, and the Akum's bishul merely enhanced the food. However, ha ein kamaychel ben drusoy, yesh b'mishum bishul yakum. If a Jew cooked the food only until it was less than one-third cooked, and the non-Jew then cooked it until the food became edible, the food is forbidden because the Yisrael's bishul did not make it edible. If a Jew put raw meat onto burning coals and a non-Jew came along and turned over the piece of meat, the meat is permitted because the Yisrael's act started the cooking process to make the meat edible, and even without the Akum's act of turning it over, the meat would have cooked. However, if without the Akum's act, the meat would not have cooked, the meat is forbidden because the Yisrael's act alone would not make the meat edible. And vice versa. If a non-Jew put the raw meat on the coals and the Jew turned it over, the meat is permitted because gamar biyad akum mutter, gamar biyad yisrael lekolshken. The yisrael's act completed the cooking process. And only if the non-Jew both started and completed the cooking process and the Yisrael's act had no effect in making the food edible, only then does the food become forbidden. Ravina says, Hilchasa harifted the shagar akum ba'afa Yisrael, if the akum lit the fire in the oven and the Yisrael put in the bread, or shagar Yisrael ba'afa akum, the Yisrael lit the fire and the akum put in the bread, or shagar evikachavim ba'afa akum ba'asa Yisrael ba'chata ba'chituye shapardami. The Akum did both. He lit the fire and put in the bread, and the Yisrael stoked the coals. In all these cases, the bread is permitted because the Yisrael's act caused the bread to become edible. Gemara concludes with the machlekes regarding shistisa, Rav Shari, Avud Shmuel v'Levi Asri. As Rashi explains, this food was made with the flour of wheat, barley, or lentil kernels that were oven dried, but there is a concern for Yayin Nesach, because to lentils the Akum would add vinegar from Stam Yenim to remove their sweetness. Therefore, Bechite v'Sari kulam le'plegi d'Shari. All agree that if the shtisa was made from wheat and barley, the food is permitted because they do not add vinegar. All agree that if the shtisa was made from lentils and vinegar, the food is forbidden. The machlek is only if the shtisa was made from lentils and water. Avu d'shmo v'levi hold aser because gazrin ha'atuha. There's concern that one might come to eat shtisa from lentils and vinegar. While Rav holds legazrin, there's no concern for this. The Gemara offers a second version. All agree that if the shisa was made from lentils and water, the food is forbidden because gazrin ha atuha. The machlek is only bechiti b'sari, avudushmo b'levi hold gazrin ha atuha, while Rav holds lo gazrinan. The Gemara concludes, v'hashta hu d'kamafki tzani tzani l'shuki d'nar da, v'les d'chayesh l'hadavu d'shmul v'levi, the Jews in Arda are accustomed to buy shisa from the Akum.